There's a new sheriff in town in Promontory, but that's far from all that's new. Here to update us is new Promontory General Manager Jonathan Fillman. Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us on Mountain Money.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Jonathan, can you share a bit about your background and the career path that led you here to Promontory?
Absolutely. So, you know, I would say that I went to the only non-traditional hospitality school, which is the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. Many of you may know it. It's a small little military college, and I like to say it's a non-traditional hospitality school because, gosh, you learn all about standards, how to operate. You also learn how to get yelled at, which, you know, from time to time in our private clubs, we do have to field some tough questions. No, but in all seriousness, the thing that really led me to Promontory was following my heart. I have a love for the mountains. I've been kind of all over Vail, Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, Keystone. I did a stint out in St. Lucia and the Bahamas. The last 12 years, I've been at the Little Nell in Aspen, Colorado, where I oversaw the Little Nell as general manager, as well as the Aspen Mountain Club and the Snowmass Mountain Clubs. And I really just have a heart for hospitality and the service industry.
And for those who aren't familiar, give us a little bit. What is Little Nell and what are those organizations?
Sure. So the Little Nell is it's a 92-room boutique hotel in Aspen, Colorado. It is the only ski-in, ski-out hotel. It is also the only Forbes 5-star rated hotel. It's 30-plus years old with 30 years of earning 5 stars. And then the Aspen Mountain Club is the premier club, premier private member ski club in Aspen. It has a private facility on top of the mountain and is, truly, if you love to ski and you want to be part of that social scene, you want to join the Aspen Mountain Club.
And so the Little Nell, that's a hotel, restaurant?
Yep, hotel. It's a 92-room hotel, 2 restaurants. You know, it's really kind of the living room of the community that is Aspen.
Okay. Yeah, it's right there at the bottom of Ajax.
Exactly.
Easy to get to, easy to pop in. So there's no outbuildings, no condos associated with it?
So with the Little Nell, you also have the residence at the Little Nell. That's a management contract. That's also at the base of the mountain. But the operation is hotel, food and beverage, private events, on mountain, ski, the full suite.
So it's interesting, from the scope of that operation to moving to something the size of Promontory, just sort of let's help our listeners understand just what the scope, before we get to what's new at Promontory, let's talk about the scope of what's there, because it looks like a fairly big step for you, Jonathan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, when I learned of the opportunity at Promontory, the first thing I did was Google it, as anybody would. And I thought, wow, this thing is almost 8,000 acres. There's 40 miles of trails, five clubhouses, 3 golf courses, 2 ski lodges, 6 restaurants, an equestrian center, a beach club, a kids club, pools, 2 fitness. Like, there is so much. And you're right, it is a big step. But I think the saving grace of Promontory is you have this incredible leadership team, and the vision of the developer, has really pulled together something special in this space. And, so when I came in, I thought, wow, this is big, but it's totally doable with the way it has been structured and organized and with the incredible leadership team on property.
Now, I got to imagine you are a man who likes a challenge. If you Googled it, even considered it, it's got to be, you have individual homes and all the amenities that they offer. That's a big ask. And you're up for the challenge.
100%.
Love it.
So we've got a lot of facilities. Approximately how many home sites are within the Promontory community?
Yeah. So right now, let's see, total sold is around 1,100. And when we are fully sold out, we'll be close to, it's 1,900, 1,950. So we still have, some area to go.
I know there's some disconnect, but do the vast majority of those homes
also have memberships or related to memberships?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's two tiers of membership. There's the full membership and a social membership. And so there are a limited number of full memberships. Right now we are on a wait list. But if you are purchasing a home in Promontory, you can purchase a developer unit, which will have a full membership attached. Or if you're purchasing a resale unit, it may have a full membership attached as well. If you were purchasing, say, a resale and it did not have a full membership attached, we do have an unlimited supply of social memberships. So everybody has an opportunity to be a member at Promontory. And then when you join as a social member, you have the opportunity to join the wait list for a full membership, which allows all the golf.
Is that the difference? Just golf?
Yeah. And
basically.
Exactly.
Maybe a clubhouse.
You know, essentially it's golf is really what it comes down to. And so we have a lot of people that, you know, they aren't golf. Big on the golf. And so they join the social membership. They have access to the restaurants and enjoy all the community aspects.
So what if I bought a developer house and I don't golf? Can I sell that membership?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you were purchasing a developer unit and you did not want that full membership, then you would not be able to sell that membership yourself. That membership would effectively be retained by the developer and could ultimately go to the wait list.
Now, what if I took the full membership and after a year I said, I don't want to, because I know there's some clubs where you can buy a membership and then resell it for more.
Yep. So you can't sell your membership outright. Gotcha. What a lot of people will do is, you know, they want that full membership so that when they ultimately sell their home one day, you know, there is a value attached to that.
Besides the beautiful home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So six restaurants, is that where we started out with? A range of cuisines. How do you organize something like that? I mean, it's you know, how do you sort of, what is your goal in on the dining side in for the range of experiences to offer your members?
Sure. That's a great question. Yeah, and you are correct. There are six food and beverage opportunities, and to keep it simple, I would say there's a little bit of something for everyone. So you have the Shed. I don't know if you're familiar with the Shed, but the Shed is. Wow, you can't go, it is like elbow room only in the Shed. There are just kids running around and people playing. There's a two-lane bowling alley. There's a gym with, you know, a basketball court, and you have pool tables and all the fun stuff. And, you know, more of your American cuisine, you know, a little bit something for everybody.
High-end bar food.
Yeah, exactly. You have the Sage, which is modern Italian. You know, it is phenomenal. Chef Felix Gardner just joined us from the Pago Group out of Salt Lake City. We're super happy to have him. He's doing some wonderful things. In fact, we have a menu tasting with him coming up this Tuesday as we get ready to roll into the summer. And we want to change our menus to reflect the season that we are in. You have Peak, which is our Nobu-inspired restaurant. It's absolutely elegant, and it's just incredible. I'd love both of you to come be my guest at some point. So, you know, please, please take me up on that offer.
There you go.
We have The Hearth, which, lightly modeled after kind of the Hillstone type cuisine. You've got, you know, some wonderful choice meats and, you know, wine and other delights there. You've got the Village Cafe, which is our newly rebranded, remodeled. It was the Hotspot Cafe. And so, you know, it's breakfast and lunch. And I'm really, you know, obviously I haven't been here in the summer, but I'm really excited to see it this summer because it sits right by our family pool at the Village Clubhouse. And I have been told that it is just in and out with kids and, you know, smoothies and sandwiches and, you know, just everybody enjoying, you know, the great summertime vibes.
I'm going to go back to moving from Aspen. So you have a family.
Yes, yes.
And what motivated you to uproot your family from 12 years in Aspen to come to Park City?
Yeah, thank you. I do have a family. They are my heart and soul. So I've been married about 8 years. My wonderful wife, Stephanie, and then we have three young kids. I have a boy and two little girls. Ryder is my son, and then Reese and Hazel. They are 1, 3, and 5. So we are in the thick of it.
Oof,
so honestly, I share all that because I think it's the right time in their ages for us to make a move. Mm-hmm. And so, look, Aspen is
incredible. And we have the hardest part about leaving Aspen was not the mountains, was not the access, was not the recreation. It was the people. Yeah. It was the people. And I kind of mentioned this earlier, but when I came out to visit Promontory, I was blown away by the campus that is Promontory. And I felt like, gosh, this is going to be a great move professionally. Will it be a good move personally? And I started meeting a bunch of different people. And, you know, I felt like it was going to be just a great fit for my wife and for my children. And a lot of that comes with, you know, getting to meet the members. Like, the members at Promontory, they are really just like salt of the earth people. In fact, there's a member, his name is Scott. I won't share his last name, but I met him. And the first thing he said was, "How is your wife doing? How are your kids?" And it means a lot to me when somebody, they're not just asking how I'm doing starting my new job, but how are my wife and how are my kids? And he said, "Hey, when you guys get moved in, let me know. I'd love to come down. I'll move boxes with you. You know, my wife and I will bring you guys dinner." Like, just, it was really heartwarming to have that type of reception, not just from the staff at Promontory, but also the membership.
Yeah, maybe Scott moved here recently, went through the same kind of thing, you know, for a job change, and people offered that, and he's just paying it forward.
Yeah, yeah. And I've met several members. Everybody is very, you know, it feels like Park City is very community-driven. And even though it, you know, might feel big, we have kind of this small-town feel, which really resonates.
So I want to just finish up on restaurants. So in addition to that, we talked about the 600, you also have limited, I assume, F&B operations at the ski lounges, at the beach club. Yeah. I mean, so it really is a massive... Your total F&B is massive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for, I forgot to bring up the beach club, but, you know, coastal inspired cuisine at the beach club. And we will open the beach club right around Memorial weekend, which will be really fun. And then, yeah, our two ski lodges, one in Park City and one in Deer Valley, have quite a buffet, but it's like a full, you know, there's a hot bar of soup, and, you know, everything's complimentary as a member. You come in and, you know, you don't need to worry about loading up before you leave your home.
And let's talk about the membership a little bit. We talked about the number of homes there are. I think at the beginning, my sense was that Promontory was originally visualized as primary or second home development. But is that still the case? And are you seeing more? I mean, I personally know a number of people who are there full time now.
Yeah, yeah. No, great point. That's actually one of the things I asked when I moved here. You know, we have a lot of homes. It is, I would say it's still, you know, predominantly a second home community, but we have, you know, probably 30, you know, high 30% are full-time residents. So, you know, there's a, what I like to call it, there's a lot of body heat, you know, year round at Promontory, especially in the restaurants and all of the amenities.
So you came to Park City with your family, and if you can speak for them, what was their first impression of Park City?
Honestly, all of them fell in love with it. Plus, we probably stopped at, there must be a dozen amazing parks for kids between Salt Lake and Heber. So we stopped at every single one of them, it felt like, and let the kids play. And then, you know, Heber, I think a surprise for me was just how beautiful it is, you know, not just in Park City, but, and I'll probably mispronounce this, the Tippinongos, Tippinongos. Okay, great. Thank you. Those are so beautiful as you drive down into like the Heber Valley.
Yeah.
And so we were, you know, I think, you know, we were all like, gosh, this is a lot like Aspen. And in a lot of ways, for us, it's a better fit. And what I mean by that is, you know, just proximity to shopping and, you know, proximity to the airport and family coming in and things like that. It's just, it's kind of a no-brainer for our family and the stage of life that we're in and you know, the values that we're seeing in the community up and down this valley.
Yeah, I know they don't have too many nonstops out of Aspen.
That's right.
Airport to
that's right.
International destinations, but, yeah. You know, Salt Lake City Airport, nonstop to Paris, boom.
There you go.
I want to talk about the new spa offer.
Sure.
I understand that's a big deal coming online at Promontory. Tell us about it.
It is. So the spa at Promontory, it is brand new. We just opened it several months ago. We have 10 treatment rooms. Each of these treatment rooms has full-service locker rooms with a relaxation lounge. There's a hydrotherapy circuit complete with steam rooms. There's dry saunas and infrared saunas. And then you have the hot tub. And then my personal favorite, because I'm a big cyclist, is the cold plunge.
And, you know, we are getting just rave reviews from our membership on this edition.
Is it a new building, or where is it located?
So it is. It's located at the NIC. So
the NIC.
It is an existing existing space.
The NIC is the Nicklaus Golf Course, which is the one that I find impossibly difficult. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, the Painted Valley Course. I look, I'm not a golfer, but I've heard this multiple times that it is a challenge. So I feel like a challenge.
So that's a new spa offering. You've also updated your fitness offerings.
Yes, absolutely. So in the Village Clubhouse, you know, so the Village Clubhouse space was renovated. We have a brand new state-of-the-art fitness facility. It's incredible. And many years ago, 10 years ago, I was a CrossFit instructor. And so I love fitness. So I was thrilled when I walked in, and my office just happens to be right next to this new fitness center. And the fitness center is, I mean, it's widely used from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. I mean, there is always somebody using it. But we have a new cardio studio. There's a revitalized spin studio as well. So really a little something for everyone in this fitness space. And like I said, it is packed but, you know, throughout the day, it is full with membership.
So there's not much reason to leave Promontory if you live there. I mean, you've got everything. Is there a grocery store?
We have a little mercantile where you can come and, you know, purchase some of those goods.
If there's a huge blizzard, oh, please,
right.
and roads get kind of shut down, you guys are pretty self-sustaining.
We are. And, you know, that you got to hand it to the developer and his vision to create this multi-generational family club where there is something for... It doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. You're young, older, any stage of life throughout any season. There's something for you at Promontory. But yeah, we are. I wouldn't say we're totally self-sufficient, but yeah, I think we could, pun intended, weather a storm. Yeah.
And you mentioned multi-generational. Is Promontory one of those clubs where the full memberships are multi-generational?
They can be transferred, yes.
Well, no, but are they multi-generational in terms of if someone has a membership, can their kids play golf or their parents play golf?
Absolutely.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Yep. So you have, when you purchase a membership, you have a primary membership and the spouse on the membership, and then in total, you can have up to 8 people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's just nice to see so many, you know, grandma and grandpa are there, and then you've got the grandkids, and it's pretty special.
So does someone who doesn't own property, can they get a social membership?
No, you have to own property in order to have a membership.
Gotcha. Okay.
You have to be on the deed.
Okay. Well, what if, Roger. So what if they, it's a big thing where corporations are buying homes. What if a corporation bought a house in Promontory, and that corporation is, let's say it's a family office, and buys it, and everyone in that family, or it's a multifamily office, everybody in multifamilies, do they get a membership?
So, I would have to look into that one. You might have stumped me, but
I might have given people ideas.
I will tell you that I know that the membership has to be defined to an individual.
Ah, right.
And I've been able to, get to know a lot of the members. I haven't met a corporation or corporate membership. So, but hey, great question. And it's something for me to look into as I'm learning my way around and navigating.
I know in Park City, they're kind of trying to put the kibosh on the
different clubs do offer corporate memberships and whatnot. You know, it's a little bit different when you have a residential community as opposed to some of the more social clubs that you find in cities.
Now, I know that a range of builders have built at Promontory, but I also understand you have an in-house building service.
We do. So we have Promontory Homes, which is our in-house build and design. So start to finish, they know the lay of the land. If you're looking to build, I'm biased, but I would highly recommend it. You know, they're right there and they have all the resources.
And they've dealt with the Architectural Review Committee enough times to know what it takes to get a designer.
There you go. Absolutely.
Range of architect, and you can also use your own architect?
You can.
Okay.
So now Promontory is a neighborhood, but aren't there neighborhoods inside promontory, and how many are there?
Right. So there are, I might have to fact check myself. I believe there are 12 total neighborhoods inside of Promontory. But that's a great question. So one of the, there is a new neighborhood that will come online this spring, and that's our Pinnacle neighborhood. And so think of Pinnacle as a neighborhood within a neighborhood. So it's a gated community. And one of our new amenities that we'll be opening up for the Pinnacle residents, which hosts 64 home sites, is what we're calling the Sky House. It'll be one of our newest clubhouses. And so the Sky House is dedicated just to these 64 Promontory homeowners. They'll have access to it. It'll have a concierge throughout, you know, laundry service. There's a pool, private fitness. It's pretty impressive. So,
and have all the home sites been released at this point, or are they still going to have a few more?
Yeah. So we still have several that need to be released. We have, you know, up and coming, we have Hawks Pass, Phase 2, Scenic Valley, and Horizon Point, and that will bring several hundred home sites for sale.
Gotcha. And just the home sites, and then they hire the internal builder. And
mm-hmm. Correct.
Bring in their own builder.
Yeah, you can go through Promontory Homes, or you could bring in your own builder and go through that process. Correct.
How are sales in 2025?
Yeah. So obviously, I wasn't here in 2025, but I learned that it was a remarkable year. There were 637 million in closed sales volume between developer sales and resale units. That accounted for a 21% increase over 2024. And you know, and I would just add, as we look at the health of the real estate market today, we are on pace with same time last year.
Wow.
And given the record year over 24, there's a lot of confidence in the market right now. And, you know, people are buying homes. I mean, every day our in-house sales team, you know, I see them touring people, and it's just really exciting to see. You know, additionally, in 25, Promontory accounted for 34% of total home and home sites in Park City as a whole.
So a big thing in Park City is affordable housing and workforce housing.
Mm-hmm.
How big is your workforce, and are you doing anything to help with the housing of your workforce?
Absolutely. So in peak season, you know, 450-ish employees, 400 employees. So we have a huge staff to, you know, to cater to the membership, right? Yeah. You need an army to provide that level of service and that level of hospitality. But we did, yeah. So not unfamiliar to any ski resort is workforce housing, right? Like it's something that we need to solve for up and down all of our different ski communities. But Promontory partnered with Cowboy Partners, and we built 40 affordable housing units at the edge of Promontory, just outside our property. They are Liberty Sage apartments, and they're complete, and they're available for qualifying Summit County residents.
Oh, not just Promontory.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so they're, you know, and I believe the last time I checked, there were beds available, so
yeah,
you can certainly check out Liberty Sage Apartments. And, you know, it's not exclusive to Promontory staff. Right. You know, this is obviously, it helps support Promontory staff, but also the community at large.
And that's by the entrance by Home Depot.
It's the equestrian. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
And there's three entrances now, right? Browns Canyon is the new one.
Yes. That's our latest, the Painted Canyon.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that, I think the win on that is that it's 10, 15 minutes from Deer Valley. So for residents on that side, I mean, you're just that much closer to skiing in the winter.
Over to East Village. Yeah,
right,
super
right.
Close.
We've been talking with Promontory General Manager Jonathan Fillman. Jonathan, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
The Promontory Foundation is a financial supporter of KPCW. We'll be right back after this.